Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's more closed-door testimony in the impeachment inquiry today.
CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff is on our news line from Capitol Hill. Bill, who did the committees hear from today?
Jennifer Williams is a special assistant to Vice President Mike Pence, and although the administration has said that they really did not want these people coming forward, it seems as if they've kind of laid off in terms of allowing people to come forward. Where they do put up a fight, though, is over documents. But Williams did come in. She testified for what I would call a relatively short period of time, about 4.5 hours. That compares to some of the 8- and 10-hour depositions we've seen up here lately. It's not known what she talked about. It's not known what she brings to the table, and there were not a whole lot of lawmakers who were talking afterwards. Eric Swalwell was one lawmaker who said that acknowledged that the testimony was helpful toward a path, but what it seems like, guys, now are they're looking at the long game at this, and next week starts the public hearings on Capitol Hill, where we're going to hear from people like Bill Taylor and Masha Yovanovitch, and I think as the public is really eagerly starting to look at those to say, hey, maybe we can finally hear from these people ourselves, I think Congress is just as willing to let that ball go down the field, as they say.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was a no-show today. Why are House Democrats eager to hear from him?
They do want to hear from him because, of course, this is a guy who disagreed with some of the policy, particularly as it stood with Ukraine. And it is said to be one of the reasons that Bolton decided to leave the White House. It is said that Bolton is possibly willing to come and testify before the Congress. And they say, but what he's waiting for is a court ruling that would clear the way for him to do so. And essentially, it's the same court case that's being considered in the case of Charles Kupperman last week, who sued, saying he didn't know who it would be worse to blow off, in essence. Said, do I blow off the congressional subpoena, or do I blow off the White House, which is telling me not to go? The court is yet to answer that question, and once that question is answered, should be an indication of whether Mr. Bolton will testify.
Bill, also today, the president denies reports he wanted Attorney General Barr to defend his phone call with Ukraine's president.
Yeah, absolutely. Very forceful, saying that both Attorney General Barr and I are denying this. It's another fake news story. DOJ, our Paula Reid, just talked to them just a few minutes ago, as a matter of fact, and got a refusal to comment one way or the other, which is kind of interesting because usually there's a wave off involved on this or something like that, or they'll make some kind of generic statement. Not to say that one isn't forthcoming later on today, but they absolutely are staying quiet about this.
Bill, thanks for the update. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff on Capitol Hill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.